KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Catchback Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294. It's Tuesday, March 24th, 2026, and it's time for KBBI's Evening News. I'm Josh Krohn. The Homer City Council heard a legislative update from Senate President Gary Stevens and considered funding for four properties near the Bridge Creek Reservoir at its meeting on Monday night. KBBI's Simon Lopez reports.
Council members amended the agenda to allow Stevens to provide his update as the first visitor. Stevens briefed the council on a supplemental budget that provides $70 million to match federal funds for summer road projects. He also addressed the state's volatile oil market and Senate Bill 274, which aims to protect the permanent fund. The update included discussions on the recent closure of Homer's airport terminal and proposed state cuts to community jail funding. Through the consent agenda, the council introduced an ordinance to finalize payments for a 2023 road project. The state-led project preserved pavement on East Hill Road and repaired city water and sewer lines. State transportation officials recently notified the city of an unbilled water main extension from that project. The ordinance moves nearly $79,000 from the city's water reserves to pay the final bill. The council will hold a public hearing and final vote on the spending during its April 13th meeting. Several contract resolutions were advanced through the consent agenda, including one for lawn maintenance at several city buildings and one for inspections of harbor lighting. The council held public hearings for two ordinances. The first ordinance moves $240,000 from the Water Repair and Replacement Fund to buy two properties on Skyline Drive for future water treatment expansion. The second ordinance appropriates $100,000 from the city's land fund and $40,000 from its general fund to purchase two properties near the Bridge Creek Reservoir for conservation and utility needs. The council unanimously passed both ordinances following comments from a city resident who questioned the funding sources for land purchases. The council will meet again Monday, April 13th. In Homer, I'm Simon Lopez.
Homer Public Library presents three annual community awards this weekend for Lifelong Learners, Youth Learner, and Library Spirit Award. An award ceremony will be held this weekend to celebrate this year's awardees. Emily Springer spoke with Cheryl Ilg, coordinator of the Friends of the Homer Public Library, for more information.
On Saturday, March 28th, Friends of the Homer Public Library will present annual awards for the local celebration of lifelong learning. This year's Lifelong Learning Award goes to Ed Berg. Lucas Renner receives the Youth Learner, and Jackie Peterson receives recognition for Library Spirit. The celebratory event will take place at Homer Public Library with appetizers from Vita's Thai Food and desserts from Redbird Kitchen. There will also be trivia and music provided by the Homer High School Choir. Funding raised from this event will go towards the library's summer reading program. The Lifelong Learning Program was implemented in 2009, and the first awardee was Daisy Lee Bitter. The additional features, Youth Learner and Library Spirit Awards, were added later. Cheryl Ilg is the coordinator with the Friends of the Homer Public Library and provided some additional information on each of the award recipients for 2026.
The 2026 Lifelong Learner Award will be presented to Dr. Edward Berg. He was nominated by Shauna Loschbau. Dr. Berg was recognized for his immense academic breadth, holding advanced degrees in philosophy, geology, ecology, alongside a master's in statistics and a PhD in botany.
Berg has contributed to the community in many ways, and Ilg noted particular features in teaching courses on climate change, on Kachemak Bay geology at the Kenai Peninsula College, volunteering for the local Homer Drawdown Peatland Project, and leading local nature walks. At the library, he has also contributed to boulder-sized rock collection with efforts towards creating a small performance space on the library property.
Shauna Loschbau noted in her nomination, his relentless curiosity and civic dedication serves as a true inspiration to others. So the Youth Learner Award will be presented to Lucas Renner this year. He is a senior at the Homer High School who received two nominations, one from his band director, Eric Simonson, and the other from the Kachemak Bay College mathematics professor, Dr. Jeffrey Johnson. Both Simonson and Johnson highlighted many of Renner's strengths as a learner. He demonstrates a strong passion and talent for mathematics and computer science.
In music, Renner plays both the euphonium and trombone, ranking as the second trombone player in the state, and is a dedicated athlete in cross-country skiing and running.
Dr. Johnson noted in his nomination that Lucas's regular attendance at the Campus Learning Center contributes to the vibrancy of the college's academic community. He models a spirit of openness and curiosity that inspires other learners.
Finally, Jackie Peterson will receive the Library Spirit Award. A retired State of Alaska librarian, Peterson previously served on the Homer Library Advisory Board and volunteers her time to promote literacy and learning. Peterson also contributes to events through Little Libraries, Bob the Bookmobile, and more. She also supports Friends of the Homer Library fundraising through efforts like pop-up sales and numerous book donations, according to ILG. Tickets for the Saturday evening event can be purchased at the Homer Bookstore or the library. Tickets are $50 and seating is limited. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
On Saturday, a team of researchers left Bethel on a snow machine expedition across the western and northern coasts of Alaska. The project is called Collaborative Observations of the Arctic Shore Zone, a traverse for knowledge exchange, or COAST-X for short. It comes out of UAF's Institute of Northern Engineering, and its team aims to meet with communities to discuss environmental changes. Researchers Benjamin Jones and Philip Wilson began their 1,600-mile traverse from Bethel to Ukiakvik, roughly tracing the shores of the YK Delta and Norton Sound, as well as the Bering Strait and the Chukchi Sea coasts. They'll spend time in over a dozen communities along the way. The goal of the expedition is to collect locals' lived experiences regarding changes in sea ice, permafrost, and shoreline erosion in their respective regions. The project aims to amplify Indigenous experience and plans to meet observational reports with their own data and research tools. The researchers also intend to spend time in community schools. The COAST-X team will share updates on their blog along with a real-time tracker as they move northward, which can be found at coastx.alaska.edu. The project is supported by both local and national collaborators, including the National Science Foundation via UAF's Action Project and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Cold Regions Research and Engineering Laboratory. Applications for vendors and sponsors for this year's Concert on the Lawn are now available on our website, kbbi.org. We're also now accepting submissions for art for this year's Members Mug. You can find the rules and a template on our webpage, kbbi.org. And the deadline for filing your PFD is March 31st. And when you file, don't forget to include KBBI with Pick, Click, Give, and donate a portion of your PFD to your favorite radio station. Forms for filing your PFD are online at pfd.alaska.gov. Stay tuned to the station tonight for volunteer programming. At 7 p.m. it's Positive Vibrations with Beth. And that's it for tonight's news. Thanks to KBBI's Simon Lopez and Emily Springer and KYUK's Samantha Watson for their reports. If you have a news tip or a story idea, you can email news@kbbi.org. You're tuned into member-supported KBBI AM 890 Homer and on translator K201AO 88.1 FM Seward and online at kbbi.org. Thanks for listening. Have a good evening.